Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. September 30th, 2022. Michael Leitman, on Quora, is money evil, or is it just a myth? Money is the universal equivalent for effort. It is an indicator for our personal exertion that shows the extent to which we succeed by using the special talents we receive. For instance, money can somewhat measure whether one person is smarter, more successful, stronger or luckier than another person. It is essential to have a universal equivalent for such measurements. Having such a universal equivalent is not evil. We cannot measure each and every person, yet we still need to be able to somewhat evaluate people and their efforts. In Hebrew, the word for money is kesef, which derives from the word for covering, kisuf. It means that we cover our efforts correctly, with an intention to bestow goodness upon others, and the measure of covering our efforts is called money, kesef. However, in its original Hebrew use, such a meaning of money, covering implies spiritual efforts and results. Yet it also applies to our corporeal world. As mentioned, money is a certain universal equivalent we use to measure human efforts. It can, however, be replaced with another universal equivalent, relationships. That is, when we understand human relations and exercise positive connections among each other and with nature, when the laws of nature becomes our common universal equivalent, then the other dimensions will disappear, except for our inner attitudes to each other, our relationships. In the language of Kabbalah, such a measurement is called a masach, screen, and ohazer, reflected light. The screen and reflected light become spiritual tools akin to the way in which we use coins and banknotes today. The strength of the screen and reflected light that we receive is equivalent to the strength we have to resist our own egoistic desires, which prioritize self-benefit over benefiting others, and raise the importance of benefiting others over benefiting each person's own self. We can then measure the extent to which we positively connect in ties of bestowal above our egoistic resistance. The more we can bestow above our egoistic resistance, the more we discover true spiritual wealth, which is eternal and completely fulfilling, unlike corporeal wealth that never truly satisfies. Wealth is about how much of ourselves we can give to others. That is the high spiritual root of money, and it has since descended to simple cash and coins that we relate to in our corporeal reality. However, we need to descend to the very bottom, and see the true egoistic extent of our relationships, in order to realize the lowliness of such relations and reach a critical juncture where we develop a genuine desire for change. At that point, nature's positive forces will lift us. We just need to realize the lowliness of our current state and the desire to change, and accordingly ask for the kind of change that nature responds to improve our attitudes to each other and wish for nature's quality of bestowal to enter into our connections. Based on the video Is Money Evil? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Semyon Vinoka. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. The condition in which the Creator is revealed. Question: how can we love the Creator more and how can we respond to Him? Answer: the only thing I can say for sure is that one person is not able to do anything. There should be at least one more, and even more desirable, the 10. If they work on their connection in this way, they will definitely reveal the Creator in it. The Creator reveals Himself in the attraction between people, in the love between them. Kabbalah has been talking about this for thousands of years. But it is only in our time that we are approaching the opportunity to explain this to people. After all, people have already gone through many varied changes in themselves and see that unification is probably truly in love, if only it can be achieved. But it is the only thing that will save humanity from all misfortunes, wars, and problems, and lead it to spiritual elevation. Therefore, we need a group, we need friends, we need awareness of the support of friends. You support them and they support you until we eliminate egoism from our relationships in the group so that we can really reveal the Creator in this union. We make him, we create him. Therefore it is said, you have made me. It is through our connection that we create the condition in which the Creator reveals himself. From Dr. Leitman's conversation with the Georgian group, September 15, 2022. Earn the spiritual world. Question. Did you have a choice to follow the spiritual path or not? Answer. There is no choice. This is destiny, and that is it. Question. How can one distinguish whether a person is going through a state of burdening or if he already is at the exit? Is it written in the system? Answer. In either case we must accept a person as if he is really ready for everything and is moving forward. What is happening is happening. We see how egoism works for many. They understand how difficult it is to apply egoism in our society. There is no fulfillment for it here, and they leave. Question. So, a person has no choice, he will leave anyway. Answer. It depends on how much he bows his head in front of the group. Only that. He must do this. The most important thing is to continue. I'm not going anywhere, I am staying in this place, only here I exist. That is it. That is what should be decisive. Do whatever you want except for leave. Do whatever you want with me, just do not throw me out. Comment. But you said that it is easier for many people to leave than to stay and suffer. My response. It is their business. If you want to earn the spiritual world, then you have to work for it. When students properly put themselves in contact with me, the group, the study, and dissemination, then this work goes relatively easily. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. How to Protect Yourself. June 25, 2013. Becoming the master of the entire universe. Comment. Let's say you watch the news and realize that the world is heading towards certain things. In other words, men is just doing stupid things and making unnecessary actions. My response, why are they unnecessary? These are not stupid things but stages of growth. Humanity must grow. Question, are you not annoyed by these stages of growth? Answer, you are talking like a little kid who thinks, let's just jump. I want to be a grown-up. However, I, who knows everything that a child has to accumulate over many years of his development, understand that he cannot immediately become a grown-up. He has to grow and accumulate a great deal of knowledge and skills, and only after that will he become an adult person. There is nothing we can do. I understand what a great system stands behind each of us, what kind of work a person must do so that this system will open to him so he finally begins to really work on it, to take upon himself the functions of the Creator. This is the future work of each of us. A Kabbalist is someone who is already beginning to take over the functions of the Creator, who understands a certain part of the system, and is learning from him. Therefore, on one hand, he is called a worker of the Creator or his disciple. In essence, all of humanity must assume this function, that is, become the master of the entire universe, of all worlds. To do this, we have much to learn. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Stages of Development, July 5, 2013. Zohar is a cure for all illnesses. In the Zohar, just like in the Torah, there is no requirement to read necessarily in order, you can open the book anywhere you want. It is like Psalms, you open somewhere, on any verse, and you read it. You can even start from the middle. The main thing when reading holy books, written by those who attained the Creator from the quality of holiness, Bistoel, the quality of Bina, is not what to read or what to read about, the main intention is what do you want to achieve by reading? It is because you anyway read about the upper world, which you do not feel and do not understand. The Zohar is the highest source of all the holy books. This is the most powerful source of upper light, the light of correction. It is like an infusion to a patient, it is the medicine that you take. So, what do you want to achieve by taking this medicine? What does it mean for you to be healthy? The power of the Book of Zohar can become for you both a life-giving elixir of life and a deadly poison, one of the two. Therefore, before opening the book, you should think, feel, adjust yourself, prepare, and look for what are you going to get out of it now? You are going to receive a medicine whose symbol is a snake. Its poison may really be poison or it may be a cure for all diseases. So before opening the Book of Zohar, we must stock up on right intention and not to take a deadly poison but a life-saving elixir of life. If people study the Torah without the right intention, then it becomes dry and lifeless. This is especially dangerous if we are before such a huge source of power as the Book of Zohar. And it is not by chance that it was hidden from ordinary people for so long, but was revealed to Kabbalists. A Kabbalist, that is, a person who has achieved the right desire, somehow always found this book from someone, through someone, in some way it was sent to him from above and brought him to where he could find it. But it was not revealed to other people because we were previously unable to arm ourselves with the right intention. Therefore, the Zohar could only bring us harm. And today, we open the Book of Zohar with the intention that it will bring us good, that it will become a source of life, and, God forbid, not turn into a deadly poison. After all, there is such a powerful force in the Zohar that you need to be careful to open it only together, only with the right attitude. And that is why it has revealed itself in our time. It gives us wonderful opportunities. And we want to offer it to all the people. But everyone should know that only the right intention during the study of the Zohar turns it into the elixir of life. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, August 31, 2010. The Book of Zohar Vayechi. Case in point. Over the past 20 to 30 years, amazing changes have taken place in the world. Today, through the internet and television, you can go anywhere. You could not do it some time ago. Once, a book I published was bought by a maximum of 1,000 people and there was no way to send it to another country or to acquaint readers with it. One could only dream of speaking on television. Today, through the internet, you broadcast yourself almost to the entire world. It all depends on how relevant you are, whether you can attract people, and how much people need you. But in general, everything has changed. It turns out that everything is in your hands, just start working. This is what we are trying to do. If we take an ordinary, normal average city with a population of 200,000 to 300,000 in the center of the country where absolutely all ranks of society live that are completely opposite in character, employment, income, lifestyle, and culture and show on its example what can be done with the help of integral education. Then in a year, or two, or three, you will see what happens. According to statistical data, we can check how much healthcare will improve, there will be fewer sick people, family problems, injuries at work, road accidents, thefts, murders, and cheating. The level of protection of the population, school performance, etc. will increase. Then people will begin to agree to apply this method and give us the opportunity to act. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Integral Education System, May 11, 2013. In a good way. Question: what is déjà vu? Is it a burst of memories or some kind of recorded program that a person sees? Answer: there is nothing supernatural about déjà vu. It is just how our brain digests everything. We do not enter either the past or the future, we are in the present all the time. Only this present can be accelerated with the help of a stronger influence of the upper light. The light constantly acts on the desire it has created. Under its influence, The desire gradually develops in leaps, since it consists of four stages of development: still, vegetative, animate, and the human level. All four stages exist in still objects, plants, animals, and humans. The desire develops to the fourth stage and then there is a qualitative leap. Then comes the next development in four stages, and again a qualitative leap, and so on. The light influences this desire evenly all the time, which develops qualitatively and quantitatively. At first, the development of stages 1, 2, 3, and 4 occurs mainly quantitatively. And when it goes to the next four stages, there is a qualitative leap, although quality and quantity are always interdependent on each other. There is no sorcery or magic in Kabbalah but only one thing. When you understand how the world works, what you are going for, and you can act physically in advance, do this training, expose yourself to the influence of the light, and realize that you are working with it, you attract it, you want it, and you know that the light is working to put you together with others. By making such attempts, you accelerate the influence of the light on yourself because you, yourself take an active part, although a very small one, but still such that the light has a more effective impact on you. This is all that Kabbalah can do, nothing else. Just like in our world, when raising a child, we give him some exercises, that is, we accelerate his development along a kinder path. Of course, he will live out his years anyway, he still has his own program, and his fate depends on others anyway because we are all interconnected, but we are trying to provide him with the best tools for the path of life. The same is true on the spiritual path. There is nothing special here. That is how we work. This technique is called Kabbalah, accelerating our development in a good way. I hope that the uniqueness of this system will finally be revealed and will allow us, like a small child, to quickly walk on a good path at a good pace, to gain intelligence, strength, and in good health, in good connection with others to come to a good result and not look for it in the dark, like little lost children. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. What is Deja Vu? May 19th, 2013. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what is Kabbalah in one sentence? Kabbalah is a wisdom that explains the single force of nature, which determines everything, and which exists and acts in every person and in the whole of humanity. Based on the daily Kabbalah lesson on the article The History of the Wisdom of Kabbalah by Kabbalist Yehuda Ashlag, Baal HaSulam, with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.